two five-star cornerbacks in Radley Hiles and Patrick Surtain. As we enter the month of January, those two guys, because we'll know something between now and not next time we talk. I guess we'll maybe know a little bit more about Bookie next week. But where are things with the two five-star cornerbacks now?
Yes, Bookie Radley Hiles, the 5'9 quarter from Bradenton, Florida, IMG Academy, a teammate of Mike Jones and Xavier Thomas. He's still going to announce January 6th at his All-Star game on TV. You know, I think that's one that he's trying to keep quiet, but I don't know that a lot of people have a great feel for. I think we default to Oklahoma as the odds-on favorite, based on just really how much traction the Sooners had for him going late in the process. And I think people around him tend to think Oklahoma is going to be the pick, but I think he's also done a pretty good job of disguising his intentions. Obviously, the Clemson connections mentioned there, as well as immediate playing time. I think keep Clemson in the conversation. You know, he took a late official visit to Florida State instead of going to Florida. And I think that one's probably a little too late, but things have changed direction so many times in Radley Hiles' recruitment that I don't know that anyone is really going to be overly surprised with anything. You know, if they hire Deion Sanders, who's to say that doesn't change his thinking, at the last minute for whatever reason. So Radley Hiles, still remains a pretty good mystery there. Patrick Surtain, junior, the son of the former NFL cornerback, he'll take his official visits in January, and really it's going to be jockeying between LSU, Florida State, Clemson, maybe Alabama, but really those three to four, I think, trying to see who can get what date with him. You know, I think Clemson has positioned themselves well through the course of the recruitment to get an official visit. I think certainly them making the playoffs and certain factors there have kept them in the picture. Family's relationships with Corey Raymond, the defensive backs coach at LSU, as well as the fact that Surtain family's from Louisiana, still has a lot of family members there. I think it really kind of cast LSU as the favorite, but the fact that they've had the season they've had and really haven't turned things around the last couple of years, I think it has created some doubt in there, and as well as just the kid wanting to take the free visits and trips and see where the chips fall. So, I don't think you write off FSU either, given the turnover there and that Willie Taggart has such a good relationship with folks in Florida. Could that mean something for, Surtain, dad, who's a high school coach, the different factors going for those two.
By the way, and thinking about it, is there four visit weekends? I don't know how the NCAA calendar will work, but I know there's four weekends after the national championship. There's the 13th, 27th, 20th, 27th, and then February 3rd, because signing day is not till the 7th. Am I right about thinking there's four possibilities for official visit weekends?
Yes.
Do we know if Clemson has one that they would prefer these guys to come in on?
I believe the 19th is the one date they have talked about with Dax Holyfield, a linebacker still on the board. But considering usually they have a big January weekend, they're not having that this year because they brought all these guys in before they were to sign in conjunction with the Citadel weekend. So there isn't one lined up, and partly because they don't have a ton of guys already scheduled to come in. I think they're kind of pick their spots going forward and seeing what dates they can get, what guys, and which might be convenient to them strategically.
I want to ask you about Holyfield in a second since you mentioned him. Let's go to the other five-star, though, Justin Ross out of Phoenix City, Alabama. There's been a little bit of back and forth. Clemson's kind of been the constant through all this in your sayings, but, a little bit of back and forth. And I know there's some Auburn and Alabama potential dates in there that might swing things, a signing day decision. But anything new with Justin Ross?
No, nothing really, and I don't think there particularly will be until – he takes those visits, particularly the Alabama visits, whenever that date is, and neither neither Alabama nor Auburn have lined up a weekend with him in January yet. And I think that that jockeying will go on here, you know, once the season ends. And Ross has his all-star and postseason all-star game coming up as well. Certainly he'll have, you know, Trevor Lawrence and some Clemson guys in his ear until then. But really, you know, and it's pretty much been laid out now is, you know, Mom likes Clemson. I believe Ross likes Clemson. I think there were some doubts cast with, you know, grandmother likes Alabama, and I think Alabama recognizes that. And so you've got both sides kind of playing off each other there, and Alabama was able to kind of extend the recruitment because of it. You know, so we'll see how things go with him down the stretch. I still think Clemson is in the position you want to be in, and I think they are the leader right now. But you know, you don't count your eggs before or count your chickens before they've hatched when you're trying to get a five star from Alabama away from Alabama.
It's only happened once, as Jameis Winston, since I believe 2005 or 2006, something like that. I was talking to Coach years ago, and he was asking me about a player, and I said, I think the kid likes you, but I think the grandmother likes, I don't know, North Carolina or whatever. He goes, well, let North Carolina sign the grandmother, we'll sign the kid, because she doesn't run like he runs and catch like he catches. Anyway, as far as on the Ross deal, does it appear that Alabama has overtaken Auburn for that in-state, the main threat in-state?
Based on our information, it does. And you even get a sense coming down to New Orleans of just how close Phoenix City, you know, you drive through it, depending on which way you go, right there by Auburn. You know, the fact that that both Alabama and Clemson are viewed as bigger threats, given, you know, he lives right there by Auburn, is significant, I think. But I think part of that as well, you look at the offensive direction that Auburn has taken, and just kind of not even necessarily the uncertainty there with Malzahn kind of re-upping there. But I think just between Clemson's receiver pedigree and Alabama's really their stature, as well as the relationship. You know, they've got Derek Ansley is the area recruiter for Alabama there. He's one of the best recruiters they have on staff. And a lot of times, you know, just recruiting for Alabama makes the difference. It doesn't matter who you are. But Ansley is one of the better recruiters in the country. And so the Derek Ansley versus Jeff Scott dynamic of recruiting those two, I think the cream has risen to the top in that recruitment.
All right, you mentioned Dax Holyfield from right not too far here from Shelby, a guy that it's always why you got to pay attention, always why you got to subscribe to TigerIllustrated.com, because here's a name that really hadn't been on the board here for the last couple of years. It was maybe 2 years ago, but it's reemerged on the board.
Yes, Clemson's kind of felt around on linebacker for another linebacker this class for a number of months. If they could get kind of one that they wanted, I think they would be interested. Now, some things still have to play out in terms of scholarship numbers and space and attrition, but they're definitely interested if they can get a certain cut of linebacker. And Holyfield has been on, you know, the radar for a couple of years. You know, Clemson was the offer, really the place he wanted to go. His dad is the basketball coach for Gabe DeVoe, who is at Clemson now. So, you know, but with a number of circumstances, Clemson filled up early, and so really Holyfield knew that and kind of had to go in another direction. And I don't know if the bridge was burned, but certainly I think there was some hurt there that Clemson wasn't going to be an option for him. So that would be some repair that Clemson, you know, will have to do down the stretch. I really think he's been a Stanford Virginia Tech battle. And he was, you know, leaning Virginia Tech until Stanford came into the picture. And he takes his official visit to Stanford coming out of the dead period, January 12th. I really think Stanford probably holds the cards in it all. I think it's a matter of, do they feel comfortable going that far from home? So, you know, I think Stanford would be the leader as I'd characterize it. And if you're Clemson, if you can get a visit after that, and he's used 4 official visits already, so it would have to be an unofficial visit. If they can get an unofficial visit, you give them a chance. But, you know, I think Stanford is in a good position to close this out as well. So, really, that one's to be determined by the Stanford official.
I think we need to come up with a new term, Paul. If you get a guy on campus, you might can Jackson Carmen him, you know. Get in there. Who knows how it can turn out. All right, a couple of safeties still involved. Matthew Hill, the Auburn commitment. Leon O'Neal, the, I don't know if he's still A&M commitment or former A&M commitment. The safety board, is there, you like Clemson's chances better on either of the two?
You know, I don't. They're about even for me. I think I find Hill to be an intriguing fit for Clemson. I think he's one of those guys who, is a proven player, one of those guys that all the Georgia high school coaches rave about. And knowing Mickey Kahn's background and how he pushed for Ryan Carter, you know, for a lot of the same reasons, he wants the guy who is the player and is the one that the coaches go to bat for. You know, I think the fact that Hill, with abstained from signing with Auburn, it was pretty telling there that Clemson has a very real shot there. O'Neal is the high upside prospect, the one that legitimately ranked in the top 50 in the country. You know, he's how you draw them up physically. Does Clemson have a better shot with him? You wouldn't think so, but they were second to Texas A&M for a long while there before he committed to them initially. And if they can, you know, if there is truly hurt feelings from O'Neal, which there could be, that Jimbo Fisher didn't offer him while at Florida State, where they offered, I think, maybe a dozen kids from Texas otherwise, you know, if that could come back to Clemson's advantage, perhaps they do have a very real shot. But I think they get an official visit. I don't know that I would characterize them as having a better shot with O'Neal because of it, but, you know, I wouldn't write him off just based on distance and Clemson's kind of inability to secure that high-profile Texas kid, despite having recruited that state for the last 5 or 7 years.
Paul Strilo, TigerIllustrated.com. The Tampa tackles. We always call it the Tampa 2, the two-deep defense there. The Tampa tackles. Any better chance at one or the other? Any headway been made with either one of those two guys?
Well, I think we will see on that coming up next month. Nick Petit-Frere is one that they have been involved with for a while, and while the kid does very few interviews, the times he hasn't really mentioned Clemson, but there's reason to believe, based on our intel, that Clemson believes they do have a pretty good shot at getting a visit, that there is reciprocated interest there. So, you know, I think he is the one to watch for in terms of, I mean, that's, He fits in the elite tier for me. And I think that's one that Clemson is going to take their swings with and see what they can do before maybe turning the page to Richard Garage, the one who is committed to Florida, I guess technically still is, but is also looking at Auburn. Clemson's gotten back involved there, and he's been at the Dabo Swinney camp 2 summers ago for a couple of days. So he's familiar with Clemson, but they haven't been really involved with each other strongly for at least half a year. So, yeah, that's kind of the way I think it takes shape next month.
Shot in the dark. I got Brad Burnell coming up next. He can't talk about it. You can. Any news on Zion? I keep getting Zion texts every time we have you on. Zion news. Any news at all with Zion?
There won't be news for Zion until Zion says there's news.
but hey, the Tigers are 12-1. I mean, or 11-1, whatever it is. They're playing really well right now. Does that have an effect at all?
Williamson said in a recent interview that he feels like he's getting close to making a decision. Now, I feel like he's been close before, so until he's ready to pull the trigger, you know, I don't know that we're going to get a lot of indication there. But I think with the way Clemson is playing this year, you know, I still think coming out of the early signing period, that Clemson was in really good shape there, probably better shape than everybody else. And I think a lot of other schools think that Clemson is in the best shape, even though they don't know and they're as in the dark as the rest of us. So I think if you're Clemson, I think you'd rather be in Clemson's position than anybody else's. But until Williamson and his family are ready to make that decision and go public with a decision, We're all just left to be patient and wait.
That's why you need to subscribe to TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, from New Orleans, Paul Strelo is there. I wish I could talk some Alabama. We'll run out of time on this one to find out what Paul thinks about the game and all the recruiting, anything going on to it. Paul, tell us about what's coming up from your and Larry coverage down in the Bayou.
Sure. We'll have a lot of on-site reports here in the next few days, a press conference here within the hour with several Clemson coaches and players. So we'll have updates from down here, Larry's analysis, and then once the game ends next week, you know, we'll have a little more on the early enrollees and recruiting news as things get going there.
Place to find it, like I do every day, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, safe trip in New Orleans, and looking forward to visiting with you next week, reviewing, hopefully, talk a little national championship when we return. Paul, have a great trip down, man. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
All right, buddy. That's Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. Let me tell you about Carolina Flooring Specials. Hey, you want your garage floor done? You want it done right? You want it done with high-performance epoxy-based flooring? You want to get rid of the concrete dust? Whenever you sweep, you get that dust from concrete. You know, when you want to get rid of those oil stains and those automotive stains in your floor of your garage right now? You want to make it look great? You want to spend more time in your garage and add value to your home? You want to do it at a great price? You don't want to move a finger? You don't want to pay them until they're finished? Well, there's one number to call. 404-8158. Do what we did. Man, I got to tell you, I love it. Our family came in town. They're like, the one thing I want to say, let me see your garage floor. Here you talk about all the time. 404-8158, Carolina Flooring Specialist. Talked to Tim Worley briefly yesterday. I think they're going to Sugar Bowl. Looking forward to that. 404-8158, Carolina Flooring Specialist. The Tigers have a huge basketball game on Saturday. We'll talk to Brad Brunell about that when you return right after this.
Here we go again, Clemson playoff football. Wherever Tiger fans go to catch all the action, more and more of them go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And now, during the Big Finish event, save up to $13,000 on a new 2017 Ram 1500, plus get 0% APR. So come visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or at BigOdodge.com.
0% for 36 months with monthly payment of $2,778 for $1,000 finance. Must have FICO score of 619 or below to qualify. Price includes dealer fee of $225 plus tax and tags. See dealer for details.
Just in time for Christmas and the Sugar Bowl. Palmetto Custom Metal and Woodcraft next to Fuddruckers on Woodruff Road, Highway 81 in Powdersville at the Walmart entrance, and across from Paul's Diner on 123 heading towards Seneca. It's your last chance to get custom pieces for Christmas. And they're featuring a 20% discount on national championship pieces this weekend. Woodruff Road, Powdersville, and 123 across from Paul's Diner. Find them online at palmettocustommetal.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch.
It's a great time to buy a new or certified pre-owned Ford car, truck, or SUV from Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. With approved credit, you could be in a brand new Fusion, Escape, Edge, Focus, Explorer, or F-150. With approved credit, 0% financing could be available. You heard right. 0% APR with approved credit could be yours. A new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Anderson Ford. Doing business differently. Anderson Ford. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at andersonfordsc.com.
Lee and Amy at Elkmont and Clemson want to thank their customers for an incredible 2017. They hope that everyone has a safe holiday season filled with love and joy. Elkmont is the area's most unique shopping experience, featuring a women's boutique, shoe store, outdoor shop, men's clothing store, and fly fishing shop all under one roof. From candles, jewelry, and dresses to tents, kayaks, and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has something for everyone. Elkmont has the area's best selection of winter clothing from your favorite brands like Southern Marsh, Patagonia, Columbia, North Face, Woolrich, and more. Elkmont also has the area's largest selection of Chacos and Birkenstocks. On your next visit, make sure you try Elkmont's restaurant, featuring locally brewed craft beer, an excellent wine list, and great food in an eclectic, rustic setting. All that's missing is you. And remember, folks, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Alcohol is legal. For most people 21 and up, getting drunk is legal, and some people think it's fun. But drunk driving is illegal. I'm Brian Ramey, Clemson class of 86. At my law firm, we sue drunk drivers. If you injure one of our clients while driving drunk, we'll sue you, and you won't have any fun. So have fun, but don't drink and drive. Questions? Call 300-00-00. For those of you who've never been to Clemson, 00 means 00.
Office on Highway 153 in Powdersville.
New management, new attitude. Two great reasons to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Kia of Anderson. During the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales event at Kia of Anderson, you could ride home in a new 2017 Kia Soul. Just $189 a month. The 2017 Kia Soul is the J.D. Power & Associates' highest-rated compact multi-purpose vehicle 3 years running. Whether it's a new 2017 or 2018 Kia or a certified pre-owned vehicle, discover the new Kia of Anderson at the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales event. New management, new attitude, Kia of Anderson. Highway 76 in Pendleton, between Anderson and Clemson. Kia of Anderson, the power to surprise.
Soul must have J.D. Power's IQ accolade to qualify with approved credit. 36-month lease with $19.99 down, due at signing. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Cold temperatures are coming, and don't get caught without knowing what to do. Cover your outside faucets. Styrofoam faucet insulation kits are available at home centers. Insulate your pipes in unheated areas such as garages or crawl space, and apply some heat tape or thermostat-controlled heat cables around pipes that are exposed or prone to freezing. Folks, do not let pipes burst around your home. These are the great tips we get from Roto-Rooter. How about that? They can come fix it when it breaks. How about the fact that they tell you that how not to call them? I like that idea. Proudly owned and proudly operated by Clemson alumni here in the upstate of South Carolina, Western North Carolina. If it does go bad, I don't care if it's in the middle of the Clemson NC State basketball game on Saturday or Clemson Alabama game on Monday, then you can call them and they can take care of you at rotorooter.com. Check it out in your zip code and can get you the local agent there for you at Roto-Rooter. We have another big one, Clemson NC State, coming up on Saturday at 4 o'clock over at Little John Coliseum, the opening of the ACC season. And Coach Brad Brunell joins us now. Good morning, Coach Brunell. How you doing?
Doing great, Mick. Hope you are.
We are. I just talked to Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. He didn't know anything about a certain prospect, so I'll let you tell the word. No, I'm just kidding. You can't do that, man. I wish you could. Let me go back on Louisiana Lafayette. Was it coach speak? Were you really concerned because you blew the guys out? Last time we had you on, there were some things you were concerned about, but, man, you looked great. You shot the basketball great again and had a nice 29-point victory against Louisiana Lafayette.
Well, no, it wasn't. I really think they're a good team and have a great chance to win or, you know, finish in the top of the Sun Belt. I think we might have played maybe our best game of the year against those guys. I just thought we were very efficient in a lot of ways offensively. I thought defensively we were maybe it might have been our best game. I just thought we really guarded Jakeenan Gant, their best player, and frustrated him. Did not let them get any kind of interior scoring. Rebounded the ball well and I just thought we might have played our best game, to be honest with you. And guys were really focused, had great energy. You know, we were on a really nice high after beating South Carolina pretty handily a couple days before. It was just really good to see our guys continue to compete, right there before they're heading home for the holidays.
I'm glad you mentioned your best game. Statistically, it looked like that. You know, we talk an awful lot about all the other things out there, but nothing is like shooting the basketball. 57% from the field. You shot 45% from three. I tell you what I love more than anything else, though, Coach. You more than doubled their scoring inside the paint. Are you a better post-team this year? You're obviously doing a great job scoring the basketball inside. Better passing, interior passing team this year, maybe?
I think a little bit better passing team. I think that's probably the case. I don't know, because of Jerron scoring so much, you know, whether you want to consider some of his baskets just off the lane, you know, interior baskets. They really probably are, because there were plays to get him the ball in good positions. But Eli's certainly capable down there of getting us double figures in games, and so we don't feel like there's a huge drop-off. I think we're, you know, very comfortable out on the perimeter with our four experienced perimeter players. David Scar has given us a nice lift off the bench. Just another big live athlete that has defended well, made a couple threes the other day. So I thought he played well. And I like the way our team's been playing. I think we have, you know, good chemistry. And, you know, obviously we're going to get a step up in competition here starting Saturday.
Yeah, you mentioned Holden Gant to 4 points defensively. This team coming along, that was my bigger concern. But it seemed like, boy, the defense, you held them to 28% from the field, held them to 26% from three. Satisfied what you saw on the defensive end, I guess.
Yeah, I was. And obviously, when you're scoring the ball and you're playing well on offense, and the other team then has to take the ball out of bounds, it lets you get your defense set. You get to the foul line, it slows the game down and keeps teams out of transition. And I think that's one of the key things that our team has done extremely well this year, is we've made more free throws than our opponents have attempted. You know, we really want to guard and defend, but we try not to foul. We don't like to give away the free points, and we really think it makes it hard to score enough baskets to beat teams if you're not getting free throws. And offensively, on the other hand, we want to get out and create situations where we get driving angles and post feeds, and situations where we get fouled. And then go to the line and have a pretty good free throw shooting team and make free throws. And, you know, it just allows you to get free shots. But at the same time, again, it's another way your defense is set. When the other team, even if you miss a free throw, your defense is pretty well set. It's hard to transition. So the teams that you're playing against are constantly in the half court. And that's when you can really excel defensively. And I think our team's done a good job of that this year.
All right. This might sound crazy at first, but just bear with me a second. In my brilliant basketball mind, nobody wants turnovers, but it seemed like with some of your other teams, turnovers were a bigger factor. You've got enough offensive spark. You've got enough. You're running more and creating more. Can you put up with a few more turnovers? Is it as big a deal now than it was maybe with some of your previous teams? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not. They're not as penal this year,
right?
Because we have the ability to score more.
Right.
And obviously some of the turnovers are because we're trying to play faster and we're getting some benefit out of it, maybe not in that possession, but in other possessions when we do get out, we're scoring or getting fouled and scoring. And so, you know, every possession isn't as important. Certainly, I don't tell my team that because we do sometimes turn the ball over. It's the one thing we probably haven't done as well this year as we did last year. We still played a little faster last year, and I thought for whatever reason we just did a little better job of valuing the ball this year. We've been a little loose at times. Again, some of it is just excitedness and trying to go score quickly. I think because we do have, you know, four or five guys on the floor all the time that can score and think about scoring, we're going to go try to make some aggressive plays when every once in a while we really need to just, you know, the defense is set. We need to recognize they have four guys back, and we need to just get our offensive flow and kind of cut her down a notch or two and kind of get the ball to the second side. And every once in a while we don't do that. We try to force it down the first side, and we end up turning the ball over. And so that's been the biggest thing that we're trying to work on offensively. But I know what you're saying in terms of, like, because we're playing, we have a few more possessions, our numbers are going to be a little higher.
Speaking of possessions, and you're going to play Kevin Keats' first year at NC State, a team that is going to be up-tempo. I know they have different personnel, obviously. Is it an advantage that you guys saw him at UNC Wilmington and have seen him? Is he doing the same stuff schematically that you saw at Wilmington?
Yeah, very similar. You know, they're pressing a lot, and they mix it up, whether it's, you know, man-to-man, whether it's some run and jump, 2-2-1, diamond press, they do all the different presses. Offensively, you know, they'll run 10 or 12 set plays and then just a lot of ball screen motion. And, you know, it's a lot of the same types of things that he ran there and did a very good job with his Wilmington teams there. You know, so it helps a little bit just that you have some idea that you've played them one time, but obviously new set of players. And I think they have pretty good talent at NC State. He's done a good job of Alaric Freeman is a fifth-year guy, and Sam Hunt's a fifth-year guy that they kind of got late here that really added some punch, especially Freeman, to their team. They've always had good interior players. They still do. Yurt Seven is a pro, the kid inside, and Malik Abu is a very talented senior big guy, and Leonard Freeman is actually a guy who was hurt last year, and another big you know, 6'8", 255-pound, big, strong guy inside. It's a double-figure score. So they certainly are capable with their lineup. He did a good job of getting a couple older guards to help kind of supplement the backcourt, and I think they have a pretty talented team.
With that said, I know Abu missed some games early. This is a lot like that Florida team we talked about a few weeks ago before you went down and beat Florida down there. But because they've got a loss to Greensboro, a loss to maybe a good Northern Iowa team, and a loss to Tennessee. At the same time, they beat Arizona. What's the difference in the good NC State and then the NC State that might have lost to Greensboro?
You know, the Greensboro game, they actually had a 12-14-point lead in the first half and then just kind of played a bad last 25 minutes. And sometimes that happens in basketball when the other team gets hot, really just start making a bunch of threes and you guys kind of get a little tight, especially when you're playing a mid-major and you know, maybe start losing the lead. You just get a little bit tight at home. And I think that's kind of what happened in their game. Then you watch them play Arizona, one of the top, you know, 10 teams in the country. And they just looked unbelievable and just had great mix, great flow. Obviously, you know, everything looks better when you're making shots, and they were making shots. Braxton Beverly is a freshman guard they have that came off the bench and made a bunch of threes. And shooting is the great equalizer in our sport, and that's why the game is changing and why so many more mid-majors are beating high major teams. There's more better players. There's more guys that can make threes. And sometimes the size factor isn't as big because you have teams making 12, 13, 14 threes in a game.
Yeah. Had a local text here because he's a Daniel Lyon wanting to know about A.J. Oliver. And I know he had a three the other night, which is great to see. How's he progressing, and what does he need to work on to grab a few more minutes?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. We just have so many experienced players right now. I mean, you know, it's one of the reasons why we have a chance to have a good team is we have older guards. And, you know, at the end of the day, those guys are going to eat up most of the minutes. You know, I think AJ is a guy that continues to work hard and improve. He's got to continue to work to get his body right. I think he's done a lot of good work, and he's up 15 pounds. He probably needs another 7, 8, 9 pounds. And the game needs to slow down a little bit for him. He's a high-energy guy. It's one of the reasons why he can get shots off, because he moves really well and has great pace. And defensively, he's very active. But he also, because he's moving so fast, he sometimes his decision-making is a little bit behind where it needs to be. And some of that just comes with time. It's a young player trying to adjust to the speed of the game. But, you know, we really like the way he shoots the ball. We think as he gets stronger, he's going to be able to affect the game in more ways. He's just got to be patient, keep working hard every day in practice. He'll be fine.
All right, let me give you a key. Let's start with when you guys have the ball attacking this pressure for the fans that will be in Little John, also fans watching it maybe at home. Give me a key for what you guys want to do offensively, maybe a matchup to watch offensively.
Well, against the pressure, that, you know, part of it is just recognizing all the different types of pressure that you're going to face, whether it's man-to-man, whether it's a diamond quick trap, or whether it's 2-2-1 and how aggressive they start applying pressure. And the hard part about that as a coach is you try to put guys in some good positions, but you can't make the plays for them. Your guys have to make the reads themselves. And, you know, that's why you don't see teams pressing in the NBA. The players are too good. In college, guys can get a little rattled. And so, you know, we got to try to get them in good spots, but then our guys just got to make good decisions. We got to be poised and relaxed. And if there's two on you, there's somebody open, we got to find that guy. We always talk about having three outlets and a deep ball. And if we're doing a good job against the press, we'll be in those positions and look to take advantage of it. You know, defensively, I think we've got to continue to get our transition defense set. Hopefully, by executing well offensively, that helps. If we don't execute well offensively, they'll be in transition more, and that'll be a big key. And then just matching up with their size. They're a big, strong, physical team. I've got multiple guys that they can roll in there. They're anywhere from 6'8". You know, 255 to 6'11", 260. So they've got great size, and we got to do a good job interior on post defense and on their boards.
All right, I'm going to give you a chance to sell this thing a little bit. You're right there on the verge of being top 25, the best start we've had in your area, maybe your best team, and a huge game. I remember years ago, Jordan talked about the energy draw at home and how, man, in this league, you've got to hold serve at home. Coach, give us a little I know you'd love to have a bunch of fans come out and see you guys at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, we've got an afternoon tip, 4 o'clock. think that works well for the fans, and certainly excited about the old Textile Bowl here in basketball. We got NC State coming in. It's the first ACC game. Our guys have been playing great basketball. I think we have a fun group to watch. We really try to get out and play quickly, and this will be an up and down game. There'll be a lot of points scored, I would imagine. Hopefully we'll handle their press well and look to score against it. But opening tip of ACC play should be a great year. Hope everybody will get out and see us on Saturday at 4.
When we visit again, we'll talk next week, and let's talk about I guess you guys will come back from Boston. So looking forward to visiting. Hopefully a nice start in the ACC and a nice crowd coming out on Saturday to see the opening ACC game. Coach, great luck against NC State. Looking forward to visiting with you next week.
Okay, Mickey, thank you.
All right, buddy. That's our friend Brad Burnell, Clemson's men's basketball coach. I wish he could talk recruiting with me. He can't. It's against the rules. Can't do it. Don't want to break the rules. But wouldn't it be nice to know what that guy knows?
Are you tempted?
I asked him, but then I let him off the hook. He can't do it. I don't want to break the rules.
He can't mention names.
I know.
You name names.
I know, but I want to know. Doggone it. I can tell you about Trail. TREHEL.com. Oh, by the way, Lee, who was the first person to tell you that Zion Williamson is coming to Clemson?
You.
Oh, thank you very much. TREHEL.com. 800-319-7006. 2018, I want to speak specifically to those that are in the construction field right now. If you want to improve your quality of life, improve your job, be challenged, but work for a company that you're going to love and they're going to love you, one of the best places to work as voted on, as nominated by their employees, won an award for the best place to work in South Carolina, you probably already know the reputation. You know that they don't send their men and women off all over the country, that they just build here locally because they want you tucking your kids in at night, taking the kids to school the next day and eating breakfast, eating dinner with your kids. So it's a great place to work. If you have greatness in you and want to advance in this career, at Trail.com, there's a way that for you field operations directors, for you foremen, for you, all the people out there in the construction industry, if you want to be involved in that, go online and fill out that form and talk to them. They'd love to hire you. I talk about it all the time. Will Huss says there's only one time to hire greatness, because that greatness, if you don't hire her, then he or she's going to be gone the next time around. So think, don't be like Tennessee football. Just don't miss greatness in there. Anyway, so great friends at Trail. 800-319-7006. A break. We'll come back, wrap the show up. I still got time for a phone call, a text, or a tweet in the final segment of this Thursday show after this.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla wants you to take advantage of Ford's year-end sales event. All the 2017s must go, and most models have 0% financing for 72 months and no dealer fees. It's the best time of the year to visit the Ford dealer who makes a difference. Danny Edwards and the whole courteous staff at Edwards Auto Sales wish you and your family all the best during the holiday season. Edwards Auto Sales is located on Highway 28 in Walhalla. Test drive Ford's finest today.
Hi, this is Leah from Local Q, letting you know that our draft selection just got even bigger. With 25 rotating beers on tap, you are sure to find the perfect fit. Come in and try something new while you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Connect Four with a friend. Each month, we feature a different brewery and host tap takeover events. So be sure to check out Untapped or LocalQ.com to keep up with our rotation. Swing through today and see what we have featured this month. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
As the end of the year approaches, Retirement Funding Advisors is reminding business owners to evaluate your retirement plan needs. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, you may miss the opportunity to adopt a plan for the current year. If you already have a plan, now is the time to review for the upcoming year. Is your plan meeting your goals and objectives? Are your fees and expenses reasonable? Contact Carson at Retirement Funding Advisors at 430-8544 or visit retirementfa.com to get the right plan for your business.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Have you met John from the Butcher's Block in Anderson? John has some exciting news you've been waiting for. Their Meat and Three has had such a fantastic response, they are now offering their full menu, including the Meat and Three, on Sundays from 11 to 3. Food's so scrumptious, you'll want to come back again and again. While the Butcher's Block in Anderson is the best place to be for their deli and Meat and Three, they also have awesome pre-prepared meals for those nights you just can't pull it together. Everything you need to feed the family, all ready to go. They've got 10 different tailgate packages to choose from, too. Swing by and pick it up on the way to the stadium, and it's ready to toss on the grill. They have a meal of the week that they post on Facebook with your chance to win it. If you have an event you need catered, they can handle everything. And they're a full-service butcher, too. More food, more choices, and more opportunities to enjoy the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Or give them a call at 864-359-2099.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders Online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersSFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on the final segment of the show. Numbers matter. It certainly matters to University Cottages, and it certainly matters to Ingalls Crossing if you're looking for a great place to live, students, for 2018 or even in January for the spring semester. They've got brand new cottages right now available for you for right around $500. Man, that's a month. That's a great deal. That number matters. 5-month leases, 10-month leases, that number matters. And as you know, students, place to really think about your future living, or time to think about it, is now, because the best places to go fast, they'll sell out of these very early. University Cottages, Ingalls Crossing, universitycottages.com. That number is 784-3400. The numbers matter, according to TigerNet, and Brandon Rink wrote a nice article on TigerNet. Go check it out, inside the matchup on the projections. Some of the numbers come out of it. Clemson has only topped the 500-yard mark only once this year against a Power 5 school. That was 613 yards at Louisville. Alabama surrendered only 400-plus yards once as well. That was 408 against Auburn. Alabama is rushed for 221 yards to maximize its 66 plays to Clemson's 99. Alabama averages 265 yards a game now, but the Tigers counter with only allowing 17 less rushing yards this season and have given up just 150 yards or less in 10 of the 13 games. So Vegas has Alabama as a 3-point favorite. The metrics kind of point that out too. FPI says that there's a 42% chance of Clemson winning. On teamrankings.com, a 39% chance of Clemson winning. On Football Study Hall, a 42% chance of Clemson winning. They project Alabama to win 26-22. Here are some of the other numbers to think about. FPI efficiency, offense, Clemson ninth, Alabama second. Defense, Clemson first, Alabama fourth. You know, to me, Alabama's not the second most efficient offense in the country. But we'll see. We'll certainly see about that. This is some of the metrics, some of the numbers that come out of it. Here's one too. Jalen Hurts Alabama's 114th overall in passing attempts against top 25 teams. He was held to 12 completions on 22 attempts for 112 yards and one touchdown against LSU in that battle. They just don't throw it a lot, and I think that you might not see a whole lot of that coming up on Monday night either. Anyway, some of the metrics out there, some of the numbers matter, certainly, at University College is 784-3400. A couple of text messages to get to. Texture said, Mickey, when's the 2018 football schedule released? This is sound like someone who wants to get married in 2018. Sometime in late January. It's been as late as first couple of weeks of February, but here lately it's been about the last week of January. We'll have that coming out. We already know who Clemson's going to play. We just don't know the dates of that. And let me mention this, Lee Harper, the KG veteran. Normally this Clemson-Florida State game is the one that decides the Atlantic Division champion. And the winner decides that. Clemson this year goes to Tallahassee. But let me say this. With what we know about Florida State, I'm not saying that Florida State won't be one of the top two teams in the Atlantic Division this year. And I'm also not saying that, like last year we thought, you know what, maybe Louisville would have a chance. Maybe NC State would have a chance. Those two teams had say, you know, a say in it. With that said, Florida State's football schedule next year and who Florida State is, I don't think it's as simple as beat Clemson and they're in. I think Clemson could lose to Florida State in Tallahassee and still win the Atlantic Division. Because here's the schedule, the conference schedule. They go to Louisville. Now, Louisville won't be great next year, but I'm not sure Florida State will either. They go to NC State. NC State loses a lot. They go to Syracuse. Clemson's already seen that could be tough. And they go to Miami, and Miami's building. Home games, Boston College is getting better. Wake Forest at home won't be a factor. Clemson at home, but also get Virginia Tech at home. So this year, despite Clemson going to Tallahassee, Florida State has a much more difficult schedule. They get Miami and Virginia Tech from the Coastal Division. Clemson gets Georgia Tech and Duke. So it's good news. Clemson has a much easier schedule than Florida State, ACC schedule than Florida State in 2018. It's normally been, you know, the other way around. Miami hadn't been very good. But now you get Virginia Tech and Miami. So it's a little bit different deal there, right?
Kind of see. Absolutely. Yeah. Is there anybody outside of Clemson, Florida State that could compete for the Atlantic in the near future that you...
I'm going to shock you with one. Boston College has a really good tailback and a really good quarterback. Their quarterback was hurt. He didn't play yesterday. And the field conditions weren't great. But A.J. Dillon is a heck of a back. And Boston College has a little bit. Clemson's got to go up there this year. Boston College comes down to Florida State. But I got to tell you, man, this Anthony Brown, the quarterback who was hurt and didn't play, and A.J. Dillon, I know their leading receiver is a freshman too. I don't know who that one is, but man, they've got a little bit of talent coming back in Boston College. Louisville loses too much. Hadn't recruited great and loses Lamar Jackson. NC State loses an awful lot. Now, Finley probably, you know, he might come back, and Hines comes back, but they lose Chubb and lose all his defensive linemen. So I don't think it's NC State.
Wake Forest?
Wake Forest is building a little bit. Wake Forest can be a factor, but I don't think much factor. And Syracuse loses both his wide receivers, and I don't think Syracuse would be a huge factor. We could see.
Clemson will be a heavy favorite to win the Atlantic next year, I assume.
I would think so. I would think so. Texas said, if I'm really loving the addition of Willie Taggart at Florida State. I think he's going to be class back to Florida State, and I think he's going to the spread. Yeah, they'll have a better offense down at Florida State. The question of Willie Taggart, though, he's never really won the huge game yet, and while I think he's a good recruiter and system's good, in-game adjustments have been questioned so far in his career. We'll see how it shakes out. Finally, Texture wants to know, will early enrollees be on campus for these recruits when they come in? Yeah, the early enrollees will be in on January the 10th, I believe it is. January 10th. when the semester starts. So yes, they'll be in for the recruiting part of it. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, Lee, I will forgive South Carolina and Michigan. Have you seen this deal?
I just watched it just a minute ago.
They had a almost blow up. Had a little brouhaha
with a police officer sitting there watching them.
Yeah. At their social event down in Tampa, Florida, last night
at a bowling alley.
Yeah. So you know what? I forgive them. Neither offense put up much of a fight this year. Maybe there's some offensive players who want to put up a fight last night. Lee, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
And Mickey, I don't know if you caught this, but on Tuesday, the NFL has decided to cancel Sunday Night Football for New Year's Eve.
Really?
Yeah, they said they're trying to avoid having terrible ratings again. And so, you know, there's nothing that they have to gain. So they're going to play all games at 1 p.m. at 4:30, 4:25 p.m.
How about that, man? Some bad ratings in the NFL as it is. My 2 minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, the guy that can help you out here in Clemson is EricNewton.com, a full service real estate company. Students looking for a place to live. If you're looking for commercial real estate, if you're looking to buy land, if you're looking to sell your home or buy a home, renovate your home, if you're looking for investment properties, if you're looking for someone to come in and manage your investment property. Let them take care of you. It's our great friends at EricNewton.com, Tiger-Properties.com or EricNewton.com. My two-minute drill, it's how college football is, how crazy it can be. It looks like Matt Canada is out at LSU as their offensive coordinator next year. Everybody was so excited that was going to be the next big thing to happen, and he was going to go straighten out LSU's offense. Maybe it's the culture at LSU rather than the offensive coordinator. Who knows?
Maybe he can't understand Ed Orgeron.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't speak Cajun through all that. And on football. Maybe on the other side of it, we could see Deion Sanders as the defensive back coach at Florida State. Now, imagine him going to recruits' home and talking about prime time. Anyway, isn't it crazy that it looks like right now, Deion Sanders is a college coach, but Matt Canada isn't. That's crazy to think about, man, isn't it? Isn't it the wildest, wackiest thing you'll ever see? All right, we got football today. We have Navy. Virginia Navy at 1:30. Virginia Tech and Oklahoma State at 5:15. Stanford and TCU at 9 tonight. Washington State and Michigan State at 9 as well. So it's a busy, busy day of football. In case you missed it last night, Florida State beat Southern Miss 42-13. Iowa beat Boston College on roller skates or on ice skates 27-20. Purdue beat Arizona 38-35. And Texas put it to Missouri 33-2.